This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hello, my name is Dejanita Acuña, and I work with a program called Reproductive Health Access Project. I work as a co-administrator and recruitment manager where we offer reproductive health services. And today I'm going to be talking about mental and reproductive health in correlation to teens and bullying. So when talking about young people in general, programs like mine really like to emphasize our beliefs that whether young people are dealing with difficulties of bullying or learning about their reproductive health, they are the experts in their experience. So this means that young people's voices are not only important for outward activism, but they're also really important for empowering them when they're speaking up about their own health. When specifically talking about young people navigating social stressors and personal changes, it can be isolating already to be unsure of where you fit in or how you present yourself in the world. To add going through bodily changes and having changes in interest on top of that, it only further reveals the need to normalize conversations surrounded around young people and personal health. And this can be related to mental or sexual health. Bullying in particular can be very alienating, and when you're young, it can be hard to see past these moments. As an interracial woman, I never really struggled with my identity until it became a target. I struggled with backhanded comments, invalidation of my races, and being called racial slurs. And even though I have forgiven many of these people, it's still part of my story and experience, and I still live with lingering insecurities and trust issues. I think it's really important that if young people don't have healthy influences in their life that validate their experiences, they may shift the blame onto themselves and actually believe what their bullies say. Many times, school can be the main place where teens experience bullying, and because school plays such an integral role in their lives, the torment can feel inescapable. Armoring these young people with conflict management skills and self-care practices, including those that nurture mental health, could make a huge difference in how teens manage bullying. Now, when it comes to sexual health, I feel it's important to also recognize that while teens might be juggling the battles of their social life and academics, they're also navigating curiosities and confusion related to their own sexual health and identity. So when you put all of these aspects into perspective, one can see how difficult this phase of life can be. Without proper conversations about sex and sexual health, teens may feel like they are odd for being curious about sexual topics that are labeled as too taboo to normalize. Open, honest, and age-appropriate conversations about sexual health may help close these gaps of confusion and make these teens feel more empowered. Teens know how their bodies make them feel, and they're often learning how their development will affect how they present themselves to the world. If they understand different anatomical and sexual facts, they will not be naive to circulating myths and may even turn around to become agents of knowledge and educate future generations. Young people really are so powerful and naturally innovative, so if adults act as allies and offer guidance without judgment and actively listen to young people's stories, teens of any background can gain more confidence in themselves and the work they do in the future. I'm Dejanita Acuña, and I work with the Reproductive Health Access here in Tucson. And if you want to learn more about sexual curriculum for young people, I would suggest going to amaze.org. And if you want to learn more about support, there's an organization called Hope Incorporated that offers non-emergency support.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.